Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
It's Mr. Big Stuff by Jean Knight. Born on this day, and I forgot the year because I looked it up. She was born on this day. This is her birthday. She's still alive. Sometime in the 30s, I think she was born. A New Orleans singer. That song was recorded in Jackson, Mississippi at Malico Studios, but was released via Memphis Stax Records, one of the biggest Stax hits of the
70s. When would it? In the 70s?
1971.
So this song, there was a time when we used to take, maybe we could do it again, Jeffrey, maybe wait till the summer, where we used to take suggestions for music that we would play as, you know, coming back from breaks and stuff. And someone suggested this, and we had it for a while, didn't we, Jeffrey? We moved it out of rotation.
That predates me.
Really? Mr. Yep. Big Stuff? You never had Mr. Big Stuff.
That predates me.
I love it.
Is this your theme song? Is that what you're saying?
It's a great, ironic. It's a rhyme. But no, it's a great song. The funny thing is like the song that is my intro song, every day I walk in here and it just the Jason Williams clip playing, there's some intro song. I don't like it at all. Like I didn't pick it. Like
right.
But I don't want to tamper with it now because like it's
iconic.
I don't know if it's iconic.
It's like a Pavlovian thing. People
it is hear, sort hear of, and they it's turn like off the radio, right? Exactly. Just hit the dial, right? Exactly.
Time to settle in.
Time to listen to Grind City Media and whatever they're saying over there. Anyway.
Yeah, our theme song is one of the bands that I actually legitimately hate, Green Day.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah.
It's Green Day.
Yes.
What's the name of the song?
Paradise?
I don't know. I don't even know what the words are. Like the words are like
this must be later Green Day. It's not like from Dookie or anything.
No, Blink-182 is my favorite band, but there's something about the way that Green Day structures songs that I cannot stand.
Anyway, we could change it, Jeffrey, but you know. We could change it to Mr. Big Stuff.
At this point, though, it's like it is what it is.
That's the thing. I don't even listen to it.
While we're on the subject of 90s pop punk, I recommend to you, Jeffrey, the podcast 60 Songs That Explain the 90s. There's an episode on What's My Age Again. You should check that out.
All right. I'm all in.
What is What's My Age Again?
The song by Blink-182. It's a really good podcast series that's on Spotify.
And it's 60 songs
every episode
90s?
Is about a specific song.
What are you listening to? For your podcast, you listen to... I heard you say this. You listen to the Hollinger podcast.
I subscribe to
to Paradise is our song, Chris.
Okay. I subscribe to a stupid amount of podcasts, but okay. Most of them I don't listen to. Like every morning I open my phone, I scroll through and I start deleting a bunch of stuff. Then I'll go back and find the ones that I've been saving for three weeks.
What are the categories of podcasts?
A lot of basketball, a lot of NBA, a lot of movie TV.
What is that? Like...
What is movies and TV?
No. What is a podcast? Is it a podcast about? Is it a podcast about Yellowstone or some particular show?
Mostly general. I subscribe to a lot of The Ringer has become basically a podcast network that has a website. They actually owned by Spotify, so I subscribe to a lot of Ringer pods, and they have a movie pod called The Big Picture that I like, and they have a TV oriented pod that's probably my favorite pod called The Watch. That's sort of TV, but then veers into other stuff.
And there's a regular host there, or
yeah,
is there the
Watch
guests?
Pod? What, is yeah. These two dudes, Chris Ryan and Andy Greenwald. And Chris Ryan, and who I know a little bit, I've never met him in person, but we exchange emails every once in a while. He's probably the one person in the entire realm of media who I most identify with. Like, we are very similar people. in terms of our age and our and what we care about. And so I'm always listening to the pod, and he'll make some random reference to some Howard Hawks movie, or has been reading, you know, the rereading Lonesome Dove, or some, you know, we listen to and read and watch like all the same stuff, basically.
Okay, so those are my avatars. There's NBA stuff,
NBA movie music, TV,
politics?
Pop culture, and politics. Those are my big three.
Which politics podcasts do you listen to?
I do a lot of deleting these days.
Right.
I subscribe to the Slate. Slate also does good pods. There's Slate Culture Gab Fest and the Slate Political Gab Fest. I subscribe to both of those and listen to them sometimes. But the Slate Political Pod is good. And this guy, Josh Barrow, used to host a pod. It was a public radio pod of the public radio station in Los Angeles called Left, Right, and Center. That still exists, but he spun off and done his own thing. I like Left, Right, and Center when he did it. I don't know whether it's still as good without him or whether his new thing is as good. But that, if you want a political podcast that is not just like
one side or the other,
people from either one side or the other, or two sides yelling at each other,
right?
Like, his stuff is really good, actually.
And do you do the crime porn?
I'm not big. I'm actually not big on the scripted, storytelling serialized pods, whether they're crime or other things.
The original one being Serial. Like, did you ever listen to Serial?
No. I've listened to some of, like, the Slow Burn, which was, like, Slade, like, Slow Burn series on Watergate and on other stuff. I'm more into the less journalistically crafted pods and more like more this,
right?
Honestly, people talking about stuff that I care about. Yeah.
See, I do a lot of podcasts when I'm on long drives, and I like those because they carry you along on a long drive.
The serialized
ones. Right. Whereas mostly if I'm driving around here, I'm listening to 92.9. I'm listening to or NPR or whatever else. I'm not so much listening to podcasts. So. But I am always interested in what other people are listening to. And in terms of the NBA podcasts, what are the ones you listen to?
So I subscribe to a lot. And whether I listen or not is sort of based on timing and whether what the topics are and all of that. The Hollinger Duncan I'll always listen to. No offense to Nate Duncan, but because of John.
Now, the Hollinger and Duncan one, by the way, Hollinger works for The Athletic, but the podcast is not a non-athletic podcast.
Yeah, not athletic. Yeah. So Hollinger Duncan I almost always listen to. And Zach Lowe I'll pretty much always listen to unless there's a particular guest or topic I'm just not interested in, which happens sometimes. I actually like the main ESPN one, which is Brian Windhorst, Tim Bontemps, and Tim McMahon. I tend to listen to that a lot. And a lot of the other ones I've subscribed to, and sometimes I listen, sometimes I don't.
Did you tape a pod? Is it up yet with Drew yesterday?
Yeah, I double potted yesterday. Not recording, but in terms of what got published. So the one with Drew is up, and then I recorded one on Monday with Jennifer.
What was that one about?
It was about Southern food. She wanted me to, which is a topic I'm always happy to talk about, talking about what the most Southern foods are and what our favorite Southern foods are. I have not tweeted that one out, but I'll do so.
What is the most Southern food?
So she contended barbecue, which she made a good argument for. I contended that the most Southern foods are the things that haven't traveled as much outside the South and to me are even endangered within the South, which is more Southern plate lunch kind of stuff, country cooking kind of stuff, you know, fried okra and black-eyed peas and collard greens and that kind of thing.
Well, is meat in three in and of itself is a Southern food?
Yeah, I'd
never heard of it before I came down here.
Yeah, I think so. That idea of you know, the same thing as saying plate lunch. But that idea, but specifically like Southern-oriented vegetable preparation or side dish preparation.
And why did those Southern foods become Southern foods? Like, why are they specific to the – why is cooking okra with the –
Because we know how to eat. We know how to cook.
We don't like our vegetables without ham involved. Is that what you're saying?
We know how to season our food.
We put bacon on everything.
That's right. I mean, obviously, the South is very agricultural, but like most places at some point were very agricultural, right?
Yeah.
I think the thing about Southern food, whether you're talking about barbecue or that or fried chicken, really specifically, you know, it's this idea, and this gets very complicated stuff, but like Southern culture is this is West Africa and Scotland basically colliding against each other. And so you get sort of these different mixes of spices and preparations and food types, and it all comes together and created this thing, right?
So in terms of another place you've lived in Minnesota, What's Minnesota food like? I mean, that's like casseroles, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Twin Cities has lots of great food because it's a city. It's
right,
a diverse
but I don't mean
city,
that. I mean Minnesota food.
Is not...
It's the, what the plate, what's it called? The
hot dish.
Hot dish.
Which is basically their version of casserole, which is a lot of is, you know, mushroom, cream of mushroom soup based off. The only positive food associations I have that is specifically Minnesota.
The only positive.
If you go,
how about that piece of fish? What's the fish there? The walleye. How about a fried walleye, man?
Walleye is okay. I'd rather eat catfish than walleye. But if you go up the shore, like up the shore of Lake Superior, and then you're having like lake trout, like fresh lake trout with wild rice, like that's good. That's good. Give me a good, fresh, well-prepared lake trout with fried rice. But not a lot of, you know, within the cities, you have all kinds of great Somali food or whatever. But Minnesota generally,
Minnesota food. Right.
They're not great at seasoning their food.
It's Swedish people. Right, it's Norwegian people.
They're Vikings.
Who came over. They're Vikings.
Yeah, there's actually a great pie shop in Stockholm, Wisconsin that feels very like of the, you know, pies. They do okay.
Meat pies or fruit pies?
Fruit pies. Yeah, they do okay.
Fries.
With
that. They do okay.
Yeah.
All right. I actually am having Jennifer Biggs on in the next segment, so we'll transition from food right to food, which seems okay for me on a cold day.
It's the one thing we all eat.
It is the one thing we all eat. You wrote a piece today about the guts of it was about Ziaire Williams versus D'Anthony Melton.
Yeah, I didn't really have a good thesis statement. I thought the column was pretty good if you care about basketball, but it wasn't like a thesis statement.
No, there was no thesis statement. But what was interesting to me was how the D'Anthony Melton thing has played out vis-a-vis Ziaire Williams.
Yeah, this is the thrust. Or
and in particular, also, how Ziaire Williams is different. This Ziaire Williams, he's not just quote-unquote better, which we see with our own eyeballs, but that he is different in qualitative ways, which you numerically established. How is Ziaire Williams different?
You mean different since he's come back from the ankle injury,
No,
right?
Over the course of the season.
He is, if you look at his shot profile, it's widened out. He was heavily, like, corner three-point shot oriented. Stand in the corner, and when the ball comes to you, shoot it early on, which was a perfectly good starting point.
Place to be.
Right. And since he's come back, his shots have shifted they're more balanced and more to the rim. And so I don't have the numbers in front of me, but in the first set of games, he took, like, out of 90-something shots, like 30-something were corner threes and, like, 20 were at the rim. And that's basically flipped around in sort of the same number of shots. So he's doing a lot more at the rim and is less reliant on standing in the corner. A lot of that is alley-oops, finishing above the rim and sort of off ball. But he's sort of trying out a little bit more stuff on ball, too. And so you're seeing that growth in his offensive game as the season's gone on, which is good.
Shooting number's still bad, right?
Yeah, he shot 25%. This is not in the column specifically, but he shot 25% from three pre-injury, and he shot 29% after. So it's
not
sort of
a big leap.
Yeah.
And D'Anthony Melton's shooting number is also bad after a good year last year, right?
Yeah, yeah. He shot 42% from three last season. It seemed like a little bit of a breakthrough for his shooting. It's regressed back this season. Shooting always varies. He's still only 23, and so I'm not trying to write the book on him as a shooter. Right. But at the moment, that 42% last season looks more like an outlier than a step forward. One of the points I made was that I think it's accurate to say Ziaire Williams is having a promising season and D'Anthony Melton is having a disappointing season, but that's both relative to expectations coming into the season. If you set all that aside and just say who's been better, like D'Anthony Melton has still been better this season, but he's playing less. And I'm
well,
not sure.
Well, and it becomes, we understand it. Although that's interesting because D'Anthony Melton, as you point out, only 23 and someone they also acquired. Like they went out and got D'Anthony Melton.
And then signed him to a four-year contract.
And then signed him to a four-year contract. So it's not like they're not invested in him and they are invested in Ziaire Williams. But they play them as if it feels that way in the way they play them. Fine. Understandable. You want to bring Ziaire Williams along. One of the points you make then is does that shift, given that, including everything, D'Anthony Melton's still better, will that shift in the playoffs? You said that you think there's room for Ziaire, D'Anthony Melton, John Conchar, one of them essentially to play regularly in the playoffs?
It could be two if Taylor Jenkins decides he's going to play the same 10-man rotation in the playoffs. My point is that even if he shrinks the rotation, you're still going to play one of them. You're going to play a third wing off the bench behind Desmond Bane and Dylan Brooks. So at minimum, at least one of those guys is going to play. And to me, there's a real question of I think Melton's your best odds of getting some good production in the playoffs from the three. But there's a chance you don't get it from any of them. I think there's real reason to wonder if any of those guys are going to on the offensive end. I think Melton's good defensively. On the offensive end, if either any of those guys are really going to work for you in the playoffs, because Melton was not good in the playoffs last season.
Right.
And to me, that brings up the idea of the trade market a little bit, which I glanced at in this column, but I didn't really get in too heavy.
You can read the piece at the Daily Memphian. There is more to it than that, but that gives you a sense of it. Spurs tonight. The Grizzlies have won three straight against the Spurs. They're going 4-4 straight against the Spurs. I think the feeling was, why would Greg Popovich come back to this? You know, like, what is the way forward for the Spurs?
Maybe, you know, maybe the money's good. Maybe he likes the lifestyle. Right. Maybe he likes coaching basketball and then going out and having dinner after the game. And, like, I mean, you know.
People can live their lives however they wish to.
There's only 30 of them. It's a pretty great gig.
It's a pretty great gig.
Rule that says you have to go away just because you're not
winning. If you were general manager of the Spurs, what would you be trying to do or thinking?
They are one of the teams that seems most stuck in a mediocre phase, right? They're not good. They're not bad. You know.
Is there anyone more stuck? Indiana maybe is also stuck, but they have ways out.
Indiana has a more clear, like, blow-up template with that team. The Spurs don't have – they're good enough to, like, not be terrible, but they don't have great trade assets on that team either, except for DeJounte Murray, who that seems like the guy you want to build around.
Right.
Instead of DeJounte Murray, who people probably have no idea who I'm talking about because this is the most nondescript team in the league, he's their starting point guard. He's having a great year. Actually, when Drew and I on our podcast, we named our All-Star teams, he was my final selection for the Western Conference All-Stars. He's averaging, like, 19, 8, and 8. He's playing all NBA defense. Like, he's been really good, to one of the most improved players in the league. The rest of that team is just a bunch of average players, and that's what you get. And so it's a pretty nondescript situation. I think if I were them, I would be trying to bottom out and get a top five pick. It's too late for this season, but I think they should have bottomed out before now and tried to, you know, let's get a top five pick and find a player to truly build around, because as good as Murray is, he's not that.
And then last night, some interesting things. The Nets beat, I mean, the Lakers beat the Nets.
Lots of interesting things last night. I didn't see any of it.
No Kyrie, no KD. Lakers beat the Nets. AD returns. Well, I mean, you had this ridiculous.
The Wizards lost a 35-point lead.
Luke Kennard had 7 points in the last 9 seconds of that game. The Clippers scored 36 points in the first half. And then they scored 40 points in each of the next two quarters and won that one. Boston blows out Sacramento. But then I was going to mention Warriors beat Dallas and Tim Hardaway Jr. gets hurt.
Yeah, and that matters for them. That's, you know, it's not Luka, but it's one of their top four or five players.
Right.
You're going to be without him. Could be the rest of the season, but certainly for the biggest chunk of the rest of the season. And that's a team that, you know, they're thrive on their defense, but they don't have a lot of places to go for scoring. So I think that hurts Dallas. I think Dallas, if you're in terms of the Grizzlies, I mean, they're like 4.5 games back. I think that's hard. Even with the tiebreaker, it's hard to make all that up. So I don't think Dallas was likely to catch the Grizzlies. I'm still, and I wrote about this a little bit today too, I don't love the Dallas matchup as a playoff matchup for the Grizzlies. So.
Right. Yeah, it's a 130-92 as the Mavs go down. You can read that as well in Chris Harrington's piece about that matchup. We've talked a little bit about it before, mostly just because the way they slow it down, right? The way they bring you, as John Hollinger said, into the mud.
They slow it down and they don't turn the ball over, which it's hard. I think it's hard for the Grizzlies to play their style of basketball against that team.
Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Come back. We will talk to Jennifer Biggs when we return. All kinds of food news these days. And so we will talk to her about that. If you have computer needs, Cooper Systems, Lee and Lauren Cooper are there for you. 360-9679 is the phone number. Listen, I've been going to them for years now. I had boys who needed computers. I've had computers that needed to be repaired. I've had desperate moments of, oh, my God, my computer's melted down. What do I do? How do I get stuff out? Whatever it is, I call Cooper Systems, 360-9679, and ask if they can help me. They can invariably help me. You can get the same computers there, Apple, Dell, Lenovo, Hewlett-Packard, whatever, that you would in a big box store. You can get a computer. You can get a printer there. They can make you a gaming system. It's fantastic. And again, whatever repairs, they have their technicians right there on site, so they're not going to send it off to Timbuktu. You're going to wait for forever to get your computer back. It is Cooper Systems, located in the Mount Moriah office park. When we come back, Jennifer Biggs is going to join us. We'll talk food with her. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Morant, look out! Right-handed hammer, and he flexes to the crowd.
Tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies take on the San Antonio Spurs. Pre-game with us all day on 92.9. The Grizzlies Network pregame at 7 o'clock with Jessica Benson. Tip at 7:30 with Eric Hasseltine live on 92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. Not a new customer? You can experience the conference championships with same game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code WMFS and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win 280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code WMFS at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. Welcome to another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Say hello to the Walkers, a family of not one, but four gagillionaires, each living up their gagillionaire life at ludicrous internet speed. First up, Anna Walker. She dominates streaming like the matriarch she is. No show ever goes unwatched under her watch.
Next episode.
Next up, Peter Walker. There's no stopping this dad bod from showing up to his virtual workout sessions.
Oh, let's go leg day.
And finally, the Walker twins. They may look alike, but couldn't internet more differently. Harry dominates his fellow online gamers while Heather group video chats with friends.
Ooh, nice background filter, Jess.
Live like a gagillionaire. Get internet that upgrades everything. AT&T Fiber, now with speeds up to 5 gigs.
Limited availability in select areas. Speeds not guaranteed. Single device wired speed, max 4.7 gig per second. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
We're all on this planet together. So join Odyssey and find your one thing. Resolve to recycle more. Recycle paper, bottles, and cans directly. And recycle old clothes by donating them. Join Odyssey. And together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm the girl from that alien movie you watch on demand. Our worlds have been brought together thanks to DirecTV Stream.
Why are you whispering?
Because the alien will hear us.
Maybe let the alien know you can get DirecTV Stream with no annual contract.
He seems pretty excited by that, actually.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
File in a way that fits you and get the refund you deserve. Guaranteed. Jackson Hewitt Tax Pros can help you find thousands worth of new tax credits. Schedule an appointment with one of our tax pros and learn more at JacksonHewitt.com.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, get me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you were designing the next generation of luxury crossovers, you'd want it to have everything that's important to you. Not just an available 14-inch touchscreen, an interface designed to give you what you need, where you need it. Not just an advanced safety system, one that's designed to help you protect others on the road. Not just a driver-centric cockpit, one with intuitive tech that actually gets you. So you can block out all the noise and focus on what matters. That's what you can get with the all-new 2022 Lexus NX. To discover more about this next-level crossover, visit Lexus.com/NX.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone. And live from the Simmons Bank Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving.
Over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, they're having the Santa Surplus Sale. So we're all slimming down now. It's January. We're all trying to slim down. They're slimming down a little bit on their inventory as well. What this means for you, once in a year, 30 to 70% off all fine jewelry. It's pretty remarkable. 30 to 70% off all fine jewelry. For example, 1.5 carat sparkling diamond engagement rings only. Go ahead, how much? Guess. You're going to think $5,000, right? No. Only $14.99. Gold chains and bracelets, 40% off. Diamond stud earring, 40% off. Select diamond bracelets, 70% off. Whether it's a birthday gift, an anniversary gift, or you're thinking ahead towards Valentine's Day, Santa Surplus Sale. They have 5 convenient locations. I go to the one right across from Novel on Perkins Extended. Pick the one closest to you. Check them out online at rijewelers.com. Joined now by Jennifer Biggs. Jennifer Biggs writes about food for the Daily Memphian. You can read her there. You should go to Table Talk, which is her Table Talk is different. That's like little videos where people dance on the table. That's totally different. Table Talk is a thing over on Facebook where she has a Facebook a giant Facebook presence. And Jennifer Biggs joins me now. Jennifer, how are you?
Jeff, I'm Jeff. How are you? I just have this vision of Table Talk.
It's not a thing. That was a slip of the tongue. I could have stumbled upon something genius, though. Like Tip Talk.
I was going to say, be careful.
Only with tables. Only with tables. Before I get to anything else, I just had Chris Harrington in here, and he said you guys did a podcast, and I urge people to listen to all your podcasts. But you did a podcast where you discussed what the most Southern food was. And he was arguing for all these vegetable plates and stuff as being the most Southern food. He said you argued for barbecue as the most Southern food. What's your argument for barbecue as the quintessential Southern food?
I don't think that there would be barbecue if it weren't for the American South. This is where the pigs came in. The pigs came into North America with Hernando de Soto and the conquistadors. So they came in around Florida, they came in.
Wait, where were the pigs?
Where
were the pigs before that?
They were in Spain. They came from Spain.
Okay, so the pigs were in Spain. Well, then Spain, how about Spanish barbecue?
Well, I don't know if they were doing this kind of barbecue. We're talking about Southern food.
All right, so the pigs come in with the Spaniards from
And so they were left to forage, and because they were moving, you don't just keep the pigs in pens back in the 15th century. So they were out, and Hernando de Soto, of course, was right around here. In fact, he had camp just outside, like maybe 60 miles outside of Memphis.
Okay.
And to this day, we have wild hog issues, but people started cooking them. That it just developed from that on. People were cooking pork barbecue in the South. Now, it's all around the country now, and of course, there's beef barbecue. It's not my favorite Southern food, as you well know, as you pointed out last time, trying to out me as a barbecue hater, which I am not. I'm not a barbecue hater, but I do think it's the most authentic of the Southern foods. Now,
How about catfish? How about catfish?
I think you have fried fish in just about any community. Frying fish is not...
Right.
You can fry fish, I'm sure, in Buffalo, New York. I don't know what fish you fry, but I bet there's fried fish there, right?
Yeah, particularly because we're highly Catholic, so every Friday there was fish fry,
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So I don't think that... It was just the most Southern, not the best, because Chris and I both agree that the best thing are the vegetables. In fact, I've just finished my newsletter for today, and talking about this brought back a memory. I'm not going to go into all that now. I hadn't even published yet, but about vegetables and really what they mean to us in the South. And this was a particular vegetable, and I was so glad that it prompted me to remember something that may have just gotten lost in all that. You have all these memories of your life, and this came out from that. But yeah,
isn't it true though? It's funny you like the vegetables. Isn't it true that what we do to vegetables is I say this, I may be run out of town after I say this.
is criminal, because we either fry the hell out of them, which is like defeats the whole purpose, or you take the pig that you just slaughtered and you throw ham in with the vegetable and then you cook the vegetable with an inch of its life. Isn't that what people would say is not the proper really thing to do with a vegetable?
I don't really think that we do that with vegetables.
Oh, we don't?
So much anymore. No, not really. Do you eat vegetables?
Occasionally, inadvertently, I'll stumble upon one. I eat them, but not. I don't eat them as regularly as I should eat vegetables. But, yeah, I mean, I eat vegetables. Sure, I eat vegetables. But typically what I do is I get a giant frozen thing of vegetables from Costco, and I just make my way through it like that. Do I get fresh vegetables and make turnips and whatever? No, I've never – wouldn't know what the hell to do with a turnip.
Oh, see, well, that just sounds like a miserable way to get your vegetables. That's like somebody who has to eat a salad and they don't like salads. I mean, it's terrible.
How do you cook vegetables for one? What do I even do? What should I do?
You know, Jeff, we've just got to get this taken care of. We've got to have you self-sufficient on the vegetable front. You don't have to cook for one meal, not a vegetable, on the cooking front. You don't have to cook just for one meal, but you don't want to cook, you know, a huge pot of something that you're not going to need. You're going to be tired of it by the end of the week. But you can cook a...
I eat black beans and rice. I make black beans and rice. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay, there.
Any kind of legume counts in the South. Peas are the thing. Chris and I spent a portion of that podcast just talking about peas, and that's kind of what this column is about too. Peas are a big deal. I mean, do you eat like black-eyed peas?
I eat everything, but do I eat them?
You do
I,
not. I literally, you don't eat eggplant.
The only thing I don't eat is eggplant. I just wouldn't know how to make myself black-eyed peas. I've never made black-eyed peas in a million years. But would I eat them if you put them in front of me? Yes, if I married a good Southern woman. And she made me Southern meals. That's what I really, that's my new aspiration in life, is to have someone cook Southern vegetables for me every day.
Every damn day.
I'm going to turn over a new leafy vegetable. Exactly right. I'm going to turn over a new leafy. We have to move on. I don't feel like I'm going to come out of this conversation looking good. So
this is all on the podcast anyway. Listen
to the podcast. I want to get to the breaking news. We have lots of news, including the fact that there's a new Gus's in Germantown, and you went there, and you say it's delicious. Is this true?
I do say it's delicious. Yes, it is. But no, I mean, Gus's chicken is pretty highly respected anyway. We have good fried chicken in Memphis, period.
Besides Gus's and Uncle Lou's and then the place that closed on Highland that you like, Joe's, where does one get fried chicken? Do we have, like everyone says we have great fried chicken. Are we a great fried chicken town? I don't think we are, except for Gus's and Uncle Lou's.
No, that's not true. I think Pertles has very good fried chicken. I think it does.
Does it?
Here's the thing about fried chicken.
Okay.
I don't really even consider fried chicken fast food, because if you are, for instance, getting a bucket of chicken, if you're going to Pertles, if you're going to Popeye's, good fried chicken, if you're picking it up at Super Low, you're not buying the vegetables too. You're coming home and you have a big pot of all the vegetables on your sofa.
No one does that. That's not what people do when they go to Popeyes. They go to Popeyes and they buy it and they eat it in the car, sitting in the parking lot. That's what people do.
They do not. I assure you.
They absolutely do.
Well, they might, but they also do what I'm saying, because I know that my family is not the only family that does it. The frying the chicken takes a long time. It's the summer and you want to eat your nice summer vegetables, but you don't want to bother with frying the chicken.
Okay.
You buy it. And so
where do you buy it from? Where are you telling me to buy it from besides Gus's?
Pertles. Super Low. But even saying that, let me tell you, you can actually get good fried chicken just at like Patrick's, Miss Gurley's. I mean, any place that has home cooking, for the most part, is going to have good fried chicken.
Okay,
yeah,
fried chicken is delicious. It is.
Yes, it is.
Now, when you went to this Gus's the other day, what you said was you had the and people know like Gus's is just white bread, but it's not just white bread. My kids swear by the mac and cheese, which I don't think I've ever had. And then
I
you
did.
Said coleslaw, delicious.
And so was the mac and cheese. which I don't know that I'd ever had the mac and cheese there before this either. I might have, but if it did, it didn't make as much of an impression as it did this time. But the coleslaw I have had, because that was the only way you could get it for many years, and at the original out in Mason, it might still be, but certainly was for the years, you know, when I was a child, then that was where you would go. You could get coleslaw and baked beans, and the baked beans really weren't very good. But I don't remember the coleslaw being so good either. And on Saturday, I couldn't believe it. It was delicious. It was so perfect with that spicy chicken. Not as spicy as it usually is, but it was still hot and crisp. And, you know, it had a lot of flavor, even if it wasn't hot. And that creamy coleslaw with it, perfect complement. And the mac and cheese was, it would taste like you would make at home that you pack into a baking dish and cook it, and then it was almost like the cuttable mac and cheese. It was good stuff. The food was good.
Other news, I believe you broke the news that where the Blue Plate was is now going to be another Sunrise, which is the place, a breakfast place on Jefferson, that they're going to be moving into the Blue Plate. Is this correct?
This is correct. You're right. I did break the news, and it's going to be great having them in East Memphis. Sunrise is a really good breakfast. Have you been there?
I have been there, and I like it. I like it. It's always, by the way, jammed, so people love it. I know lots of people who just love it. Like, I prefer Brother Juniper, if I'm being honest. Like, whatever. Like, but I don't think we're a great breakfast town. So anytime there's another breakfast place opening, I'm all for it.
You know, we used to be, but the places were limited. But everybody went to Ferguson's.
Ferguson's.
Probably, yeah.
Well, you sent me recently to the pancake. What's it called?
The pancake shop.
You sent me. I'd never been to the pancake shop, and I went, and it was fabulous.
I love it, but you know, I love it for dinner. That's the thing. I mean,
it was good old school. It wasn't, there's nothing fancy about it, but like the chicken fried steak I got and it was great. The hash browns were crispy. It was delicious.
You ate the home cooking instead of the breakfast?
I don't know. It was delicious. Whatever it was delicious.
I just haven't had it.
The hash browns were there. The hash browns were delicious there. So, anyway, so Sunrise is moving into the Blue Plate. When is that going to open?
May. You know, we say May. It's COVID still. We are still in a pandemic. Things move a little slower than they did before. But the plan is to have it in May. There's not. I mean, they have to tear down some walls, open up, decorate to make it look like Sunrise. But there is already a restaurant there. So there's a kitchen already there. It's just getting things set for the new place. It's not like building from scratch. So probably in this spring, for sure. Maybe early June, but, you know, we'll see. And I'll keep you updated on that. It will be nice to have a new place in East Memphis. We have Big Bad Breakfast now. Of course, we have Brother Juniper's. Don't let me forget something, I'm sure I am. But, well, the Pancake Shop, of course, and Bryant. So maybe there are more breakfast places than we think.
And then the other news was people love nothing they love more than a new fast food place coming in town. Nothing they love more than a new fast food place. And Whataburger is the Whataburger in Collierville is no longer going to be a Whataburger in Collierville. Is that right?
That is correct. But I will say this. I think we're going to have plenty of Whataburgers around here anyway, because, I mean, the plan was already to have five in by the end of next year. So if they have four, that's a lot closer than driving to Jackson, Mississippi, where that's the closest Whataburger at, you know, right now. You get it on the way to New Orleans or on the way to Florida. You stop in and get your Whataburger if you're going that way. Or I think you have to go down to Montgomery if you're going through Alabama. But everybody does it because we remember that, you know, when we were kids, there were two Whataburgers in Memphis, and there's nothing people like as much as something they had when they were a child that they can no longer get.
Well, and it's funny, the reason, and this is Abigail Warren wrote about it in the Daily Memphian, the reason that the Whataburger was rejected by Collierville was that it's too close to the Chick-fil-A. And so you've got the merging of Chick-fil-A traffic and Whataburger traffic, which you can imagine would be a nightmare. And so they said, no, thank you, Whataburger. It is astonishing, the Chick-fil-A traffic. Is that fried chicken, by the way? Do you count that? Chick-fil-A?
No, I don't count that as fried
It is
chicken.
Too fried it is, chicken.
It is not fried chicken. If it's not on a bone, I don't call it fried chicken. It's, no, they're not even strips. They're nuggets or, you know, a sandwich.
I think
no,
they do have strips,
that.
Too. But you count Popeyes? You count Popeyes as fried chicken, but
Popeyes,
not Chick-fil-A as fried chicken?
Popeyes comes on the bone. Popeyes is in pieces. You get thighs or legs or breast or a wing if you want it even. And you can get strips, and that's fine, but it's not the, yeah, that's fried chicken. Chick-fil-A is not fried chicken. That's like, if they're better than McDonald's nuggets, but they're not the
McDonald's
same.
McDonald's nuggets are awful.
They really are awful.
They're just awful. I like a McDonald's cheeseburger. Like, I'm not, like, and so I'm not like some McDonald's snob, but the nuggets are just, I went recently. I've been coming to the radio station with my dogs in the minivan, and then afterwards we'll sometimes go to McDonald's, and I'll get a cheeseburger, and I'll get nuggets for the dogs. And so I'm like a crazy person. And the dogs like the nuggets, but I ate one, and they're really very disappointing.
They're not really like eating chicken. I don't know what they are, but when I'm trying to get the kids to where they like strips instead of nuggets, and Chloe's made the move. Jack's a little bit more resistant. And I've realized it's because the chicken strips from, say, Jay Alexander's or from a real restaurant or something that I might make here or a rotisserie chicken tastes absolutely nothing like what he thinks chicken is because he thinks it's chicken nugget from McDonald's, sometimes Chick-fil-A.
It isn't really chicken. There's no chicken involved in that. By the way, a guy named Steve Camp writes me and says, Jeff, I'm actually one step ahead of here. I've sort of done this. He says, buy an air fryer and learn to roast broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. Put select vegetables in Ziploc bag, pour in a little olive oil just to coat, then sprinkle on a bit of your favorite seasoning, then roast in an air fryer. I've kind of done that. I do that occasionally.
An air fryer you do this?
I've done it I bought an air fryer at Christmas.
And
or just before Christmas, yeah. And people say air fryers are dumb because they're really just convection ovens. Like they're
right.
Your oven has probably a convection setting on it. And so I felt a little bit like a sap when I bought the air fryer because I'm like, well, I could have just used my oven, and that's true. But the air fryer is highly convenient. It does take up a lot of counter space. It's big, but it's got this little basket. And you can it's convenient. And I've cooked Brussels sprouts and cauliflower just a little. What do you do to them? What would you do if you're broiling or whatever it's called, roasting a vegetable? How do you roast a vegetable, Jennifer? You're a food expert. What do I do?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, I don't care if I ever eat another Brussels sprout again. I'm so over Brussels sprouts. But anyway, that's
another controversial hot take from Jennifer. She doesn't like barbecue or Brussels sprouts. Next, puppy dogs will be on the list. Yes.
I just had so many. They were on menus for so long. But I really have a way I do this. So I've got four big sheet pans, like half sheet pans, like a rimmed cookie sheet type thing, a baking sheet. And two of them are kept nice and shiny, and they're used for baking cookies or whatever I want to do, put a little piece of parchment paper on top of those. Two are seasoned. So they're seasoned just like I would season my cast iron skillets or like you would season your cast iron skillets, anybody. And that's where I roast my vegetables. And I take whatever vegetables I'm doing, I toss them in some olive oil, salt, mm-hmm. pepper, garlic, whatever type of seasoning I want to use.
Okay, that's too vague for me. You have to tell me exactly what to do. So olive oil, salt, mm-hmm. pepper, and some garlic salt?
Not garlic salt. If you're
the garlic
salt
what?
And pepper. Oh. Do you have like a powdered garlic, something that's just
okay,
going to stick
sure.
to it like
okay.
that? Now, do you have a seasoning blend that you buy, seasonal?
No.
I like something called Cavenders, so I would use Cavenders.
Buy Cavenders.
Cavenders.
Put some Cavenders on there, okay?
Yeah.
Mix it all up.
Mix it all up, lay it in a single, in a single layer. Put it in the oven at about 400. I have it on convection because I do everything on convection. And convection roast or convection bake, either one. And then in about 15 minutes,
done.
Go in and turn them over.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to, before they're going to get brown, is on the bottom that's touching, where it's touching the pan. And so then you flip them over, and then they get crisp and brown.
And if you're not
sides,
doing Brussels
delicious.
Sprouts, what are you doing?
vegetables. I do potatoes. I do fennel. I'll do green beans that way. They don't take as long. But
what was the second word? Fennel. Fennel. What?
Fennel. Fennel.
What's a fennel?
I just have this desire to educate you,
on the public airwaves. It's really fantastic.
I'm just so worried about if I take this on, what does it really? How much time will it really take?
The project seems bigger and bigger and bigger, doesn't it? It's like the house, the empty pit, the money pit, exactly. All right. Well, read Jennifer Biggs at the Daily Memphian. She is a civic treasure, and also on Facebook at her. How do people find it? Table Talk.
Go to the Daily Memphian Facebook page. It's a group, okay. Or just go to the Table Talk Facebook.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate it. All right, we got to get out of here. We got to take a break. We'll be back with the one story I'm waiting for. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
Cool fall evenings have finally arrived. Will you be getting the most out of your furnace? With a simple phone call to Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can ensure your home comfort system is operating at peak efficiency. Our $99 central heating system tune-up ensures your furnace is operating safely and efficiently and reduces the likelihood of a breakdown, so you can enjoy worry-free comfort all season long. Call us today to schedule your furnace tune-up at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike is where you'll find the most bang for your buck. Take your pick with adventure-ready 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport or highest safety-rated 2022 Eclipse Cross. Ready to ride at $349 a month. And this is not a lease. You own it. Want 31 mpg highway in your SUV? We Gossett with 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. Now $398 a month. Plus, at Gossett Mitsubishi, you always get our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So for our best deal, look no further than Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 72 months at 2.9 APR, 3,000 down, 500 loyalty rebate, 500 military rebate, sport NU00422, MSRP 27010, cross NZO49092, MSRP 27000, Outlander NZO53093, MSRP 29615, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 131-2022, dealer stock only.
The Fitz is giving away two Mercedes in January. Lots of promo cash, too, and the Mercedes-Benz of Memphis and promo cash giveaway. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
How do you know I have three sons? You know where my three sons and I all go for our dentist needs? Of course we go see Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi. Of course we do. We have been for years. Visiting the Smile Center makes going to the dentist actually a pleasure. Teeth well taken care of for, and it is a delight to go see him. He and his clinical staff have all been vaccinated. You can go see him for yourself. Just call 309-1333, 309-133, located 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Visit SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Available now at all three convenient locations, the Shot Nurse offers car side services for persons with impaired mobility. Call 685-9999 or visit ShotNurse.com for more details.
The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
The Shot Nurse.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone. And live from the Simmons Bank Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're going to have a good day. And all my homies going to ride today.
That's right.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's get to the one story we're waiting for. God bless it.
I do have an important note. As Jeff mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you're looking at your Grizzlies magnetic schedule.
Yeah, and it says ESPN on it.
Correct. And no, sir.
No,
sir. The game is originally scheduled for 6:30 tonight. However, it's been flexed out of an ESPN broadcast. San Antonio is one of those weird teams that does the 7:30 game. So, pregame right here on 92.9 FM ESPN at 7 o'clock. 7:30 will be tipped.
We've been robbed. But the good news is we get Pete.
Brevin.
We get Brevin.
Rob.
We get Rob. We get the whole group. And so Who needs y'all? Who needs the rest of you? Memphis versus everybody. All right, we got to get out of here. Oh, what, did we already discuss what's coming up next?
That's what's coming up next.
That's what's coming up. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. For now, our work is done.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You say goodbye. And I say hello.
With Mercari, your unneeded things can find a new life.
Hello, hello.
Easily list and sell.
I know why you say goodbye and I say hello.
Or discover great finds.
Hello.
Buy or sell almost anything.
You say goodbye and I say hello.
Download Mercari on the app stores or at Mercari.com. Mercari, your marketplace.
Jackson Hewitt needs you to know three things about filing taxes this year. One, there are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits on the table. Two, you have to file for them to make sure you get the right amount. Three, a Jackson Hewitt tax pro will help track down every credit you deserve. Tax credits for being a parent, taking care of a parent, going to school, and so much more. You don't want to miss out on thousands. Jackson Hewitt knows that. Discover thousands in tax credits and get your biggest refund guaranteed. Learn more at JacksonHewitt.com.
The new year means the Start Something New sales event is on, so get ready at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. 2021 Jeep Renegade Latitude, $339 a month or $26,250. And get ready for adventure in 2021 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $429 a month. Get stone cold strength in 2021 Dodge Charger XST at $459 a month. And the muscle masterpiece 2021 Dodge Challenger GT, $488 a month. Trade up and we'll give you more for your ride at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. So drive past the rest and come to the best or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months, 3.99 APR, must finance with Chrysler Capital, $3,500 down, Renegade, MPN 27951, MSRP 28.5, Cherokee MD 235765, MSRP 32090, Charger XSD, MH 659742, MSRP 35385, Challenger GT, MH 6650-56, MSRP 37475, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 2/3/2022 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Ring in the new year with a bang at the largest gun range and gun store in the Mid-South, Top Gun Memphis, and you can do it by shooting a machine gun. That's right, you don't have to fly to Vegas to ring in the new year. You can shoot three different machine guns at Top Gun Memphis for just $99. So if you're ready to have a blast in the new year, come on out to Top Gun Memphis. You can also buy the gift card online at TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com. 2770 Witten Road.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.